Writer Jamaica Kincaid grew up on the Caribbean island of Antigua. It's 9 miles wide by 12 miles long. Her novel, Annie John, was about growing up there. Her book, A Small Place, compared a tourist view of Antigua with the Antigua she knew, coming of age in a poor family. Kincaid left the island as a teenager. She moved to New York to work for a prosperous family, taking care of their children. Her new novel, Lucy, is based on that experience. It's her first book set outside of Antigua.
Actually, I have to say, everyone assumes it's the United States. I never say it is. And I never say the city, which everyone assumes it's New York. And I didn't want the book to be about these places. I wanted it to focus very much on the girl. And the reason is that she's really someone not about the place she's in. She's about the place she's from always. And I think that I meant to say that this is someone who might possibly spend the rest of her life trying to get rid of something that was impossible.
Do you feel that way about yourself, that you're about
yes.
where you're from?
Yes, I do.
I guess your name reflects that. That's not that Jamaica Kincaid isn't the name you were given when you were born.
No, I've never liked the name I was given before I knew it was possible not to like such a thing. And by the time I changed my name, it was no longer because I didn't like it. When I started to write, I didn't want my mother, my family, to know that I was doing this thing that possibly might turn out very badly and very embarrassing. And they would just say to me, well, it's just one more thing you try to do that you really can't do. And so there. And I didn't want their scorn. So I sort of made up this name.
So you changed your name from Elaine Potter Richardson to Jamaica
yes.
Kincaid.
Yes.
Was the Jamaica a sign that you really still felt like you were about where you were from?
Well, yes, you know, but I wasn't really, I didn't really have that sort of consciousness. I mean, it really sort of amazes me how I did all these things without, I knew instinctively what to do, but I couldn't have articulated what I was doing. I didn't know, I sort of trusted that it, though I didn't know I was trusting it. I think I'm the sort of person who operates or did when I was younger, more through my will. I just sort of would will these things. It doesn't work as you get older. Actually, as you get older, you need to think. And I think I can do that now. I'm more thoughtful now. But when I was young, I would just sort of will these things. And to my surprise, they worked.
Your novel, Lucy, is about a young woman from Antigua who moves to what I assumed was the United States and works, you know, works for a family there, caring for the children. Now, when you were a teenager, you moved from Antigua to the United States and worked first as a servant and then as an au pair girl. What brought you to the United States and how were you able to get away?
Well, the thing, I came to the United States the way all these people from that part of the world come. You know, you come to work and send most of your salary home to your family, and that's sort of a major part of the economy of these places. I sort of hesitate to claim that I was ever an au pair personally, because as I keep telling people, someone with my complexion and my background is never an au pair. Someone like me is always a servant. How I got out of it, I had some idea of myself, though, as I say again, I couldn't have put it into words. I had an idea that you know, that I was just somehow a person living alone, a person living a life that I made up. I had this vague idea. I didn't know what it would turn out to be.
Why did you want to leave your home in Antigua when you were a teenager?
I felt I would die from it, but I also knew that I could never leave it. It's one of those You know, I think life really is like that. You have to make an effort, even though, you know, it's completely futile. And I never want to be not from Antigua. I am still an Antiguan citizen. I never want to not know these people, but yet I don't want to. You see what I mean?
I think so. I'd like our listeners to hear some of your writing. So let me ask you to read a passage that's about Lucy's relationship with her mother. And this is said after Lucy is working, caring for the children of a white family. And letters have been arriving from her mother, and she refuses to open or to read these letters.
All right. Here. My past was my mother. I could hear her voice, and she spoke to me not in English or the French patois that she sometimes spoke or in any language that needed help from the tongue. She spoke to me in language anyone female could understand, and I was undeniably that female. Oh, it was a laugh, for I had spent so much time saying I did not want to be like my mother that I missed the whole story. I was not like my mother, I was my mother. And I could see now why, to the few feeble attempts I made to draw a line between us, her reply always was, "You can run away, but you cannot escape the fact that I am your mother. My blood runs in you. I carried you for 9 months inside me." How else was I to take such a statement but as a sentence for life in a prison whose bars were stronger than any iron imaginable? I had at that very moment a collection of letters from her in my room, 19 in all, one for every year of my life, unopened. I thought of opening the letters, not to read them, but to burn them at the four corners and to send them back to her unread. It was an act I had read somewhere of one lover rejecting another, but I could not trust myself to go too near them. I knew that if I read only one, I would die from longing for her.
No, I know when you left Antigua, you didn't see your mother for, I think, 19 years afterwards.
20.
Your mother must have been very powerful to set off such strong feelings.
Yes, she is. She still is. I saw her this spring, for 3 weeks, and everyone said I looked very beautiful, and in fact I could see that I looked really quite wonderful, and even though I was just dying inside, it was really sort of torture because she's just has an amazing effect on me, and so anyway I looked very beautiful, and then she left, and I was sick for one month for every week she was with me, and I just got everything you could get, including a childhood disease, chicken pox.
So. Can you explain why, what effect she has on you?
Well, I sort of try to explain it to myself in these books, in fiction. I think if I could explain it to you, I would never write about it anymore. If I knew what it was, I would never write about it again. And I suspect that I will again in one way or another. I think the thing about this relationship is that it's sort of, it really is one of those, you know, it's sort of a person in love in this very terrible way. And, you know, it's one of those things really that only an absence of memory or an absence of memory, meaning death, really can end. I don't imagine. I have no desire really to be free of this.
I guess I'm really trying to understand whether the feelings about your mother are feelings of love or of hate or some kind of strange mixture of both.
I wouldn't call it a strange mixture. I'd call it a very normal mixture. It would seem to me that they go hand in hand. It would seem to me that it's impossible to have one without the other. I think not to admit the opposite of that is very odd. I mean, it's not so strange. I think it's very normal.
Mm-hmm. Well, you write that you knew if you read You write that the character knew if she read one of the letters from her mother, she would die from longing for her.
Mm.
I guess you're not feeling that anymore. I mean, you're old enough to see her when you want to. You're free enough to see her when you want to. It's not the longing, is it?
Yes. Well, it's very, you know, it's very odd because actually every day I think about her in one way or the other. I mean, my life is just really formed by this person. I'm probably a writer because of her. She taught me to read when I was 3.5 years old. She taught me to love books. And the alarming thing, or perhaps ironic thing about that is that eventually this thing that she gave to me is the thing that I used as a weapon against her. And but also it's the thing that I have used to save my own self.
Well, I want to thank you very much for talking with us about your writing. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
Jamaica Kincaid's new novel is called Lucy.